The in-person absentee voting period for the 2020 Iowa primary election is open. However, due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the procedure will be different than in elections past. County Auditor Peggy Rice helps provide information on what people need to know.
For in-person absentee voting, which is available until 4:30 p.m. on the day before the election at the courthouse, but we're doing it by specified parking that we have out in our parking lot.
Once parked, voters are asked to call and verify their information with the auditor's office.
When they pull up into the parking lot, we're going to ask the voters to call us. We're going to ask if they filled out their absentee ballot request form that they received from the Secretary of State. And if they don't have it with them or didn't get one, we'll bring one to them.
Rice says that her staff will be taking measures beyond masks and gloves to assure the safety of the voters and the staff.
We're asking that if they could please bring their own ink pen. If they don't, we will supply one, but we do not want that pen back. They're going to stay in their car. Once we get all the information, we're going to verify that their voter registration is intact, everything is okay. So all they have to do is just stay in the car and we'll bring everything out to them. We have a portable ballot box. We'll have them place the ballot after they have it sealed and they can put it right in the ballot box.
In-person absentee ballots can be cast up to 4:30 p.m. on June 1st. On June 2nd, the day of the election, there will be two polling locations in the county for those wishing to vote in person.